time as this, and I began to think about why I love my King James Bible, and I began to think about some things, and I thought, boy, how that the Bible, how precious it was, and how that how good the Bible is, and it covers from Genesis to Revelations. But I thought maybe we just I thought just a few things that the Lord maybe give us, but I thought there's a lot more in there than what I come up with or what was, but for the sake of time, but I thought, boy, how good God has been to us, and I began to think about how that He created this thing. I thought, boy, one of the I love my Bible because I thought, boy, how that it's, the Lord spoke this thing into existence there in Genesis chapter 1, how that He told us how that He created all things, and how that He created man out of the dust of the earth, and all that, and how that He made the moon, the stars, and the sun, and how that He hung them there, and I don't understand a lot of that, but I just know the Bible says it, and it makes it so, and I know if God said it and God done it, that's good enough for me. But I thought, boy, that's one of the reasons I like my King James Bible. I thought, boy, how that God created me and you, and I thought, boy, how precious that is. I realize these folks that believe in evolution, but I'm glad that right there in Genesis chapter 1 lets me know that we was created in the image and likeness of an almighty God. I wasn't created from a monkey, or I didn't slip on a banana peel or nothing like that, but I'm glad for the truth of the Word of God. I appreciate the Bible, don't you? I appreciate the King James Bible, not just any Bible that's been added to or it's been watered down. But I'm glad it's a precious Word of God. Thankful for that. Boy, I'm thankful that He chose the foolish to preach. And I thought how the Bible teaches that. And to the lost folks, it is foolishness. But us that are saved, I'm glad there's some power in it, ain't you? It ought to be precious to us. And it helps us. And how that He had me to pin this thing down for me and for you. That it would help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It just didn't happen just to have something to do because He maybe run out of time or something like that. Or sitting up there wringing His hands wondering what to do. But I'm glad He's got all things under control. Yeah. I'm thankful we got a precious Word of God. I'm thankful. I thought about over at Psalms chapter 23. It talks about that the Lord is our shepherd. Boy, I'm glad He's our shepherd. I'm thankful. I'm thankful He's a shepherd to everybody that's born again, ain't you? I mean, He takes care of His sheep just like a pastor. I thought, boy, how that. I thought, I know He's the over shepherd and the pastor's the under shepherd. And just like that right there. But I'm glad He's got all things under control. I'm glad we got somebody that loves us, that takes care of us, ain't you? And we ain't got enough sense to take care of ourselves. We got somebody that loves us with an unconditional love. There ain't nobody else to probably put up with us. If we treated the Lord like we do a lot of things, I tell you, it's a wonder He even has anything to do with us. He's a great big God. He's a loving God. He's a precious Savior. I'm glad He's our all in all. I'm thankful. The Bible teaches that I'm thankful the Word of God that it convicts folks, ain't you? I'm glad that there's conviction. I'm glad that there's in the air that we live in, there's still some good conviction. I'm glad the Holy Ghost knows what He's doing. I'm glad when we was lost and undone, I'm glad the Lord sent conviction, ain't you? Everybody that's been born again, I'll be thankful that there's some conviction. I'm glad and some repentance takes place. And then once folks repent and get right with God, the Bible teaches us that it's a continual thing. At least it ought to be. If we ever have any power with God, there'll always be some repentance. There'll be some stirring on the inside. We'll stay right with God and see things happen and to have a burden for folks and our lives be right with God, for our homes to be right with God. It takes the Lord. We need a good King James Bible to read. And we need a good prayer life. As the Bible teaches us that we ought to read the Bible. We're to pray. And it teaches us that we're to study the Word of God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the Word of God. I didn't make it up. It's not just for me. It's not just for mamas and daddies. It's not just for the preacher or for the Sunday school teacher. But it's for everybody that's born again. And it's good for lost folks. I'm glad for the Bible. It's good for lost folks. It shows us what we are. The Bible says that it's a mirror. It shows us what we are. When you look in the mirror every morning, most folks do ought to. Get ready to go to work or whatever, school or whatever. There's a mirror right there. When you're cleaning up and maybe brushing your teeth and getting yourself all prettied up to go on your way. But I tell you, the Word of God, I tell you, it's a lot brighter mirror than that one you look in every morning or every night or whatever time it is. The Word of God, I tell you, it's precious.
Amen.
It shows every blemish of about us. We can hide a lot of things from a lot of people, but we'll not hide nothing from God. The Bible teaches us that we'll give account every day done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. When we stand in judgment, we'll give account. I tell you, we'll wish we'd have done more. We'll probably wish we'd have prayed more. Wish we'd read more. We wish we'd have had a greater burden. We wish we'd have been on fire for God. We wish maybe we'd had a greater song or a greater testimony. But we can have just as much God as we want, or we can have just as little as God as we want. But I'm glad that the Bible teaches us that it's good for lost folks. It's good to show them what we are, or what if folks don't get saved, they'll have to die and go to hell. There's different places that talks about hell. I'm thankful that we got a Bible that teaches us the truth, ain't you? There's two places that folks go according to the Word of God. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. There's no such thing as purgatory. You'll not find that in the Bible. A lot of folks believe that. I believe it's all right to drink and curse and carry on, and that's not right either. The Bible teaches us the way a person ought to live. Folks ought not talk like that. I've seen folks that claim to be right with God said that they're saved, born again, and I tell you, talk real bad. Didn't bother them a bit to partake in the alcohol and things of that nature, but it goes strictly against the Scriptures. I believe that brings reproach upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and brings reproach upon the church that you go to. And it just sets up a bad example for the world to look at somebody and say that I'm a Christian, I'm saved by the good grace of God, and go out them doors and live wicked as hell and come back the next service and act like everything's all right and say, oh, how I love Jesus, friend. There's just something wrong with that. That's against the Bible. And the Lord's not pleased with that. I don't care if it's my family or your family, or who, if it's somebody I work with or you work with or whatever the case may be. It's not right. It's in the Scripture. I'm telling you, the Lord's not pleased with that one bit. That's why God's got qualifications for folks. I tell you, He tells us that daddy's is the head of the home, and then there's the mom and the wife, and then there's the children. We've all got our place, you see, and the pastor's got his place, and I tell you, we all got a place to be. The Lord set it up that way, and that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason why a lot of things or a lot of people it's in trouble. A lot of churches are in trouble because we've left the old paths. Thankful for the Bible. Thankful that there's power in the Bible. And I'm thankful that there's power in the blood that was shed at Calvary. The Bible teaches us that he went and suffered like no man's ever suffered. I tell you, he hung between there on the cross, hung between two thieves, and I say, hung there for me and for you and for the whole world. I tell you, I'm thankful that there's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the blood. The Bible teaches us without the remission of sin, I tell you, without the blood, there'd be no forgiveness. We need that. We need Him more than anything. I'm thankful that it's God breathed and it's God preserved. He approved it. I'm thankful for grace, ain't you? The Bible teaches us that grace allows us to enter into heaven because of His grace. I'm thankful for grace and thankful for the hope that the Lord has given us. I'm thankful there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's maybe not no hope in this world, no hope, maybe no future, and maybe in what this world stands for, maybe in the White House or the courthouse or anywhere in between. But if we're anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, that's the best hope that we have. Amen. Our hope's not having in a big bank account and having a lot of possessions. Not that there's anything wrong with that in its place. But I tell you, we ought to anchor our hopes in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I thought, boy, I'm thankful. The Bible teaches us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I thought, well, that's one of the most deceiving things is our heart. I tell you, the Bible teaches us that. I'm thankful that the Bible lets us know what we are. It's you. I'm glad it satisfies the hungry soul. I'm telling you, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, folks, we get hungry enough and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that He can fill us up. I realize that natural food's good for the body, but I tell you, that spiritual food, there's something about it. I'll tell you, it does a whole lot more better than that physical food a lot of times. It'll help us. It'll help us be stirred. I'm glad that it'll help a thirsty soul. And I'm thankful for the Word of God. If we'll apply it, it'll help us. I'm thankful. It teaches, I thought about that woman that went to the well. As the Bible teaches us, how she got a drink of living water. But I'm thankful when the Lord saves somebody, we don't only get the well, but I'm glad, or the drink of water, but I'm glad we got the whole well. Ain't you? I'm thankful He gives us everything that we need. It takes about 2,500 different times to get different works of grace, but I'm thankful that He seen fit to give it to us all at one time, ain't you? Because He knowed we'd need it. And He's God, and there is no other. I'm glad that there's qualifications for different things in the Bible. I'm thankful that there's qualifications for heaven, and there's qualifications for hell. If you want to die and go to hell, you just might as well just live it up and just enjoy life while you can. But I thought, boy, I tell you, then there's qualifications for going to heaven. You got to be born again. John chapter 3, verse 7, I believe it is, said you must be born again. I'm thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful for that, ain't you? I tell you, I believe over in Romans, it teaches us how that, must act, believe, and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting. But it tells us today is the day of salvation. It don't say wait till tomorrow, wait till next week. I know the devil, he'll tell you just to keep putting it off and keep putting it off. And then when you die and lift your eyes in hell like the rich man, and then it'll be too late. But right now you got opportunity and the Holy Ghost of God, and you got a loving God that loves you and that's drawing and woos and concerned about you, and you got folks here that loves you, and we've all been in the same boat, and I thought, boy, how that the Lord deals and how that He draws folks with cords of love. He don't do that to be mean. He does that to bring honor and glory to Him, but it's for our benefit for Him to save us, for His honor, for His glory. Thankful for that. Boy, I thought about for the right ways. I'm thankful that it teaches that it's the inspired Word of God. I'm thankful it's inerrable. You'll not find no error in this Bible. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, I believe it is, you'll not find nothing wrong with it. We'll look in the mirror and we'll find some problems, but I tell you, we'll not find nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks can make fun of it. Folks can make fun of the Lord. Folks can use it as a byword and all kinds of curse words to follow, but I tell you, it ought not to be that way, but I tell you, He's a loving God. He's a precious Savior. He gave us a precious Bible. It's got 66 books in it, and it'll help us to grow in the grace, and if we'll apply it. It's good for saved folks. It's good for lost folks. It's good for mamas. It's good for daddies, and it's good for children. The Bible teaches us. It's even good for, it's good for the whole world if they'll use it and apply it. God gave it to us for a reason. He didn't say just take it home and throw it on the shelf and let it collect dust and pick it up for the next service and wipe the dust off before you get done and make it look like it's been used. But it's supposed to be used. That's why we're in the shape we're in. That's why we need a stirring, you see. We need a reviving. That's what the Bible teaches us. Will thou not revive me, O Lord? We need that. We need that great stirring. There used to be a song about, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not say look around and point fingers at somebody else, but it's me, O Lord. It's every individual standing in the need of prayer. We all need him. Not just men, not just women, not just foreign countries, but we all need the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole world needs Jesus. It'd be a lot better place if folks get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the most wicked folks you'll ever meet is people that said that they're saved by the good grace of God. I don't know if they've been misled, misinstructed, or what. They've missed the point somewhere, but I'm thankful there's still some that's still true to the Lord Jesus Christ, still love the Lord Jesus Christ, still want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, to his church. I'm thankful. I thought I wrote down a few qualities about a shepherd. I'm thankful that he gives us boundaries. I'm thankful that he's an example. He's a true leader. I'm glad that he's trustworthy. And the sheep knows his voice. I'm glad he provides provision for the. He gives us good pasture. I'm glad that he's sacrificial. He sacrifices for the welfare of the sheep. I'm thankful that he invests, the shepherd invests in the sheep, sticks with them through thick and thin. I'm glad there's a relationship, ain't you? Because a true leader takes time and energy to build solid and genuine relationships. I'm glad he has a vision. True leaders have a vision for the future to increase the size of his flock. The shepherd is compassionate. Shepherd is interested in the well-being of his sheep. He's a protector. Like David protected his flock from a killed a lion and a bear. He's a loving shepherd. That means he's patient and he's kind and he's forgiving. He's tolerant of the sheep. He's a caring shepherd because he feeds them and he waters and he washes them and takes care of their sensitive to their moods. He's a humble shepherd. Is not so proud that he cannot be in the same place with the flock. He's a hard-working shepherd. He's a shepherd that makes sure they lack nothing. He's a sacrificial shepherd. A shepherd would die for his sheep. He's a boundary setter, and the shepherd keeps the sheep safe from wolves and strangers. Trustworthy, the sheep only listen to his voice. Reminds me of John chapter 10. Visionary, as a sheep does not know what's next, but the shepherd always has plans. He has examples, and when a shepherd moves, the sheep follow. When he sits to rest, the sheep relax. And he's a committed shepherd. He guides, provides, protects, and cares. It makes the sheep feel at peace. But what a wonderful shepherd. And those qualities, that remind me a lot of Brother Kevin. I've prepared my heart, Brother Michael.